Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. Here's your host, Joe Camara.
Welcome to another edition of scorebusinessradio.org. We're going to be interviewing an interesting fellow whose name is James Paolini. He's developed a home inspection business called 716 Home Inspections, and we're very proud to have him because he's a SCORE success story. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me here, and thank you for SCORE for electing me to be a success story.
Well, we're very happy that you're doing well, and I will explore more of that as we go, and we'll learn why you are successful as you tell us a little bit about your business. So that's really the first question. Tell us a little bit about the business you're in.
All right. So my business is 716 Home Inspections. So I provide home inspections for home buyers, home sellers, and homeowners. Basically, what a home inspection is, it's a visual evaluation of the home's structural and mechanical components. Your structural components are what makes up your home. So that's your doors, walls, windows, floors, and foundation. Your mechanical components being what makes your home operate, which is your heating and cooling system, your interior electrical, interior plumbing.
Great. Now, I have one of your promotional items here, and fortunately, it has something I'm always interested in is your business mission. So maybe you could share that with us a little bit.
All right, so our goal is to advise the clients of the current conditions of the property in detail and what to look for in the future. The end result, giving the client signature, personal attention, and the confidential information on our findings.
Great. So most people who start a business had some prior life. Tell us a little bit about what caused you to start your business and how you made the transition.
Well, my background is in the construction field. I got to see a home inspection happen when my uncle was purchasing his home, and it looked like a great opportunity for me. Basically, I'm able to use my construction knowledge to earn a living, opposed to my construction skills, which is a little bit more of what I was looking for my future.
Well, from our previous conversations, you talked about maybe considering another option before you decided on home inspection. What caused you to change your thinking?
Yeah, so, the job I was in, there wasn't much room for growth. So I knew there was something out there for me that would better suit me. So originally I was thinking about just starting up independent contracting business, going out on my own. And I attended one of SCORE's starting and managing your own business. After going through the workshop, it definitely opened my eyes to a lot of aspects of being a business owner. I still knew I wanted to go into business, but I didn't think that was the right fit for me at that time. And then once I discovered home inspections, I really got excited about starting a home inspection business.
Great. How long have you been doing it?
I've been professionally home inspecting for over 3 years now.
Great. That's good to hear. I know you have a range of products. Can you tell us a little bit about what you provide to a customer when they get a home inspection?
Yeah, so basically, your typical home inspection, we go through the home. I like to educate the client on the conditions. I highly recommend the client always being present for the home inspection. And my typical client is the buyer. Also doing home inspections for sellers, basically being able to educate them on the current condition of their home. And if the home needs any repairs or maintenance done to the home, recommend having them do it before it gets listed on the market so they have the best opportunity to sell their home quickly and streamline the selling process. And I also offer radon testing. So what radon is, it's an odorless, colorless gas that can become concentrated within your home. The EPA recommends every home transaction have a radon test performed. Basically, the reason why the EPA recommends the radon test is that it's a leading cause for lung cancer.
And I understand it's a high rate in Western New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there are some pocket areas that do have elevated levels. Radon, being a gas that naturally occurs in the earth, it follows the path of least resistance. So, you know, neighbor to neighbor, your radon levels can vary.
Mm. So there's a little device that you put in your home and it registers it?
Is yeah, right? So the way I perform a radon test, I use, it's called a continuous radon monitor. It's an electronic device that would get set up in the lowest level of the home. It's a minimum 2-day test, and what that does, it collects the data, one being the radon level, and a few other things, the barometric pressure, the relative humidity, and the temperature, and it basically it compiles all this data and gives you the average radon level, being that radon levels change throughout the day, throughout the season. So you get the average, and the goal is to get a reading at 4.0 picocuries per liter or lower. Anything above that is when the EPA recommends a mitigation system be installed.
I see. And I understand you have, and we may talk more about this later, but you have people that you can recommend that might be able to, if somebody needs to do something about it, they can take care of that. Is that correct?
Yeah, so through being in business, you know, you build a good network of other businesses and other contractors. So if issues do arise, I can help assist the client in finding someone to fix the problems.
Good. Well, I know we talked about it in relation to a furnace. Well, maybe we'll come back to that. Tell us about some challenges that maybe you had to overcome to, well, as your business has matured.
Yeah, so starting up a business, you know, being a little naive, I figured I'd have a website, a Facebook page. I'm on the World Wide Web, and the business will just start flowing in. It's not really the case. You know, to find new clients is probably the biggest challenge. And again, speaking with other businesses, it doesn't matter if you're a one-person business or a multi-million-dollar firm. Everyone's always looking for a better way to obtain a better client. Some of the things I do to obtain clients is, you know, the social media, internet. I attend networking groups. I do, you know, your traditional knocking on doors and introducing myself to other businesses. And I also go to a lot of first-time homebuyers workshops. And basically what that is, it's a bunch of professionals within the home purchase process. So you have your real estate agent, your real estate attorney, your lending facility, typically a bank, and your home inspector. And people that are starting to think about the idea of purchase a home, they can attend, and it really educates them on all the steps that you need to do to purchase a home and in what order to take the steps to streamline your home purchase.
And those are basically free for the most part, right?
Correct.
And how does somebody find out about these events?
So the one I attend the most is through the Community Action Organization. It's an organization in Buffalo that helps people in the community find the resources to obtain like a purchase of a home.
Yeah. And as long as we're talking about groups and organizations, I understand an alliance that you belong to has been very valuable. Maybe you could tell us about the beginnings of that and then how it's evolved over time for you.
Yeah, so I'm a member of the Western New York Alliance of Home Inspectors. It's a great organization. It is obviously a home inspector-based alliance. Basically, what the goal of the alliance is to help in education of home inspectors, continue training of home inspectors, help build the relationship between home inspectors and other professionals within the industry. One thing that is I take as a huge compliment. Being one of the younger home inspectors out there, I was nominated and elected to be on the board of directors for the Western New York Alliance of Home Inspectors, which I take as a great compliment.
And I believe they provide a lot of education, that's right. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. SCORE does education as well. Did you take advantage of any of SCORE's educational opportunities?
I try to take advantage of every opportunity I can. SCORE has been crucial in helping me with starting the business. One of the biggest things is SCORE provided me with confidence. What I used a lot was the face-to-face mentoring, which basically you sit down with a seasoned professional and, you know, you could talk about a specific topic or they could do an overview of your whole business. But things like before doing a presentation, going over my presentation with them, and they can look at it with their own eyes and see where maybe I need more detail or, you know, what was good, which was great for presentations and trade shows. You know, obviously I attended starting and managing your own business once as becoming a contractor and once as becoming a home inspector, which is excellent with forming your business plan. Another great series is the Straight Talk series. It's several workshops strung out over a few weeks. And they really go into depth of each aspect of starting a business, which is an incredible series that they put together. And then just other random workshops, which is great because SCORE provides workshops, being if it's during the day, in the evening, or the weekend. They do really vary the times of the workshops, so it does work with multiple schedules, especially a lot of people starting a business, they haven't left their previous career first, so time is very, very limited. But they provide tons of workshops in all different aspects of forming a business.
Well, I'm very pleased to hear that, although you and I were not connected before our interview, but I'm glad to hear you've used that. One of the things I'd like to suggest also, if someone is interested in SCORE services, they can just go to our website, scorebusinessradio.org, and you can connect easily from there for mentoring, for workshops. And to visit our site, one of the interesting things is it has many tools that you can use and download. So, for instance, if you're developing financial projections or want to have a spreadsheet that shows you what to do, you can use that easily. So I'm obviously an enthusiast about SCORE, it sounds like you are, and so we're very pleased to talk about it. Let's get back to the kinds of services you provide. I think you provide four major kinds of reports, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so with 716 Home Inspections, you don't just get your home inspection report. You get a few other reports also included in each home inspection. One being recall check. What that does is it cross-references the home's appliances through Consumer Product Safety Council. If an appliance has a recall on it, they'll notify you and assist you in having it repaired or replaced. You also get the home binder, which is basically an online service that will help you with maintenance reminders. And it actually acts as where you could keep notes from your house. You know, if you're painting the bedroom, you could edit your profile where, you know, bedroom one is, you know, mahogany color with a satin finish. That way when if you have to buy more paint or touch up, you know exactly what paint to purchase. And also the homeowners network, which basically allows you to access experts either through a phone call or email if you have any questions about your home's operating abilities. You can contact them. You can even send them a picture and say, you know, what's going on here? It's leaking. What should I do? And they can assist you on how to fix it or where to go to get a part for it.
So it's an advisory service?
Correct.
let's say after talking with somebody in the advisory service, if I want to take some action, do they recommend people or do I have to find someone on my own?
Within that service, there's a network where it's basically contractors that I've approved where they can go in there and link on to that and get directly sent to their information.
Great. Good. I'm sure everyone that is thinking about getting a home inspection done is concerned about price. How does your pricing compare with, let's say, some of your competitors?
We're very competitively priced. Some of the factors that go into the price are the location of the home, the size of the home, and if it's a single family or multi-family home. But the added value with 716 Home Inspection is that you're not just getting the home inspection report, you're getting all the other reports included in one price.
Great. You talked about distance maybe being a consideration. If someone in Rochester is listening to this and decides they would like to do business with you, would you go to Rochester?
I would go to Rochester. Obviously, it's going to be a little more costly, being that the travel time included into it affects the price of it. But I'm based out of, you know, the 716 area, where I will go for home inspections, you know, concentrating in the Buffalo Niagara area.
Mm-hmm. Good. Every business has challenges as it matures, and you talked a little bit about your beginning challenges. What other kinds of challenges have you faced, and how have you overcome them?
You know, obviously the biggest one being finding new clients. But, you know, within business, everybody has a bad day. The downside when you're in business, it's usually an expensive day. There are challenges that just come up where it seems like for some reason, some days you just can't catch a break. Everything's going wrong. They're a struggle. You really got to just keep your head up high and keep on moving forward. When you look back, those days can be some of the best days in business. You're able to look back at them, see what went wrong, learn from them, and then not make that mistake again in the future.
That's great advice. And obviously we had a glitch. People who are listening won't know about it, but we're overcoming a glitch we had in terms of this recording. So we had a bit of a bad day, not a total bad day, but just a little bit of a bad day. So if you were a prospective customer and you were concerned certainly about price, but what other considerations would a customer have that they should be concerned about?
So when selecting a home inspector, you know, things I would recommend is knowing the home inspector's background. Me coming from the construction background, I think is a great advantage, being not only am I going through the house, but I've built homes. So I know how they're supposed to be put together firsthand. I didn't just learn about it through a book and now I'm advising you. I also always recommend that a client be present, being that it is a great learning experience. If the home inspector is just saying, well, you know, I'll go there and I'll send you the report, I find, you know, it's a disadvantage to the client, being that, you know, while going through the home, a lot of random questions come up, which I'm able to answer right there on the spot and educate the client. And with 716 Home Inspections, you know, we're committed to client service, where after the home inspection is completed, we're still there. If you have a phone call or if you have a question, feel free to give us a phone call, send us an email. We're with you for the life of the home.
Great. Well, it sounds to me, one of the terms I like to use is competitive advantage. And it sounds like your background and skills give you a bit of a competitive advantage. And I certainly, if I was hiring someone, I would want to know that they knew the intricacies of a house rather than just the general ideas about a house. So I think that's a great thing. In terms of skills about your business, what other kinds of skills have you developed since you've started over your three-year period?
Just with determination, you learn that it's a business and don't take everything personal. One of the forms of marketing I do is, you know, I go to other professionals' offices and, you know, introduce myself and, you know, explain to them what the benefits of working with me are. And, you know, they see you coming in and they know exactly what you're there doing. You're making a sales call and, you know, they have, you know, their time is very valuable and they kind of want to hurry you out the door. You kind of got to grow a thick skin and go in there. Just be friendly, be respectful. And what I tend to do is come bearing gifts. And I look at it as a trade. Here's a gift and here's my sales pitch.
Yeah, good. Well, this is one of the, I think, the biggest challenges for most new business people is the idea of how to make a sale. And this is a skill that every person really needs to learn, whether they're selling themselves or they're selling something about their business. And it sounds like persistence is one of the skills you've learned as along the way.
Yeah, with being in business, my theory is I did not give myself an option to fail. So it's a lot of responsibility, you know, being a one-man operation, everything's on my shoulders, but you just got to keep on going. It's a lot of nights, a lot of weekends, a lot of early mornings. You never really get to punch out, but you do get a lot of advantages of being self-employed.
Everything from the janitor to the president, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I thought you were going to talk about possibly was events. Let's focus on a couple of events that you've got, you want us to know about.
Oh, so one great event, it occurs on Thursday evenings in North Tonawanda. It's called Thursdays on the Water. It's at Gratwick Park on River Road. It's a great free concert series with food trucks, food vendors, car show, kids zone. It's a great event happening Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And another great part about it is that part of the proceeds from Thursdays on the Waters goes to Meals on Wheels. And it's always being involved in supporting local organizations, especially organizations that are there to help people, is great.
And, but there's another one also you wanted to
know
about?
I'm also involved in the Thank a Vet program. It's in Erie and Niagara County. So Thank a Vet program, it's sponsored through the counties, and a lot of companies and services are participants where our veterans are able to get discounts on service and goods. It's a great way to say thank you to the men and women who help keep this country great.
Great. We're going to ask again, maybe right near the end, but if someone was interested in either of these events and wanted to contact you about them, could they go on your website or do they have to, is there another website they could go to?
Yeah, so both the Erie County and Niagara County websites have the information about the Thank a Vet program. For Thursdays on the Water, you could go to ThursdaysOnTheWater.com or the Thursdays on the Water Facebook page. We'll give you all the information about the event series and, you know, who will be playing and what sponsors are there. And then through my Facebook page is more up to date with all the local events and workshops and everything that's going on. You can also go to my website, www.716homeinspections.com, and go to the Contact Us tab. If you ever have a question, you can directly contact us right through the website.
Great. As long as we're talking about technology a little bit, are there other tools besides Facebook and the social media that you use to help you do your business?
You know, today's society, everything is tech-based. There's a lot of softwares and phone apps that I use to help streamline the business. From the report system I use, which is, a software-based report that makes it great to directly email the client the report. It's great to be able to have an electronic format, being that it can be transferred to whomever. Whenever. I also use There's an app I can use through Buffalo Niagara Association of Realtors that helps me access homes so that less parties have to be involved in the home inspection process. What else? And then a scheduling software that I use that is great that helps schedule the home inspections, helps send out email reminders and text message reminders to all parties involved to make sure everyone is aware of the date and time and the procedures for the home inspection process.
Yeah, great. Let's talk a little bit about the future. What do you see happening in the future in your business?
The future, from how the business is growing so far, I'm definitely looking to take on additional home inspectors. I want to keep on growing the 716 Home Inspection brand. I would love to have 716 Home Inspections be your household name. So when people think of home inspections, they think directly of 716 Home Inspections.
Great. A question I always like to ask is, how someone gets the maximum benefit for the minimum investment. I think you have some ideas about that.
To get the best value out of your home inspection, definitely be present at the home inspection. Show up with a clear mind. Don't try to schedule it in on your lunch break. A home inspection can go between 2 and 4 hours, depending on the home. I always tell people, if you're coming straight from work, Grab a bite to eat on the way. I know for me personally, it's hard to concentrate when you're hungry. And if you're a young family, it's best to leave little children with friends and family. That way you're not distracted and you can focus directly on the home inspection. And it's always good to bring a notepad and a pen. Even though I'm going to be explaining everything as we go through the home inspection, and everything will be written in the detail in the report. Sometimes it's easier to write things down in your own words. That way, if you don't know all the technical words, if you give it your own description, when you go through the report, you know exactly what it's referring to.
Great. James, been a great interview. I appreciate your time. If someone wants to get in touch with you, how about giving us a phone number? And
716 Home Inspections phone number is 716-417-3289. Again, it's 716-417-3289.
And tell us the name of your website again.
It's www.716homeinspections.com.
Great.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network.com.